We're continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We're in Shah Hanikurim Perek Hei. We're starting a new Perek. And the Arizal says as follows: the Nalzo Alta Levaya says the Yitzhak Sheva Melochim Ha'elu Mitoch Bina Kinizker Le'el Ve'ech Nishpo. So let's just remind ourselves that we saw that the oilers of what's called oilers Nikudim, because they were tiny little dots, 10 dots came out. And those were the 10 Kalim of Oilam HaNikudim. And then after that, you had one big oil that came out, which included all Sora oilers in one big oil. And that big oil then gravitated to and sat inside to the Kali of Keser. Now, Keser was fine with that, then passed over, took over the oil Keser, and passed over the rest of the 9 oilers to Chochmah. Chochmah did the exact same thing. Took the oil Chochmah, passed over 8 oilers to Bina. That's what he's holding here. So he's calling it the Bina. It's Emma Bonim, the Hainu. She's holding now Bonim. That's what he calls it. The Nichnusi Imo Bekeli Shelo. V'hini, know that ki Sheva HaMalochim Elo Hem Bechina Shesh Ketzovas Deza. Now these 7 that she's holding now, right? She's holding her and 7 others. Those 7 later on in the Tikkun are going to be called Za. Okay, there's many names for them. So you call them. You can call them Zayin Malachim. You can call them Za. You can call it Vak. Zat, actually Zat. Zayin Tachtoinim. Okay, don't get confused. All different words for the exact same 7 spheres. The kol echad eino godol mechaveo. Now this line is very important. Each sphere is not greater than the other sphere. Kol echad hu kotze echad godol mechaveo. Each one is called a kotze, yeah, 7 ketzovim, and each one is not greater than one of the other. V'lchein lo yekoach b'shum keli me'elu asheva kelim tachtonim lispo b'tocho yoyse mechelik o hanogel lechekot b'vat. Therefore, we'll see, as the oil came out, the seven melochim, 7 oilers, came out into the keli das, which after Bina is das broke. Why? This is your soid, because each one cannot hold more than himself. Each one wasn't greater than the other one.
So what broke again, sorry?
From the keli das.
The keli broke.
Yeah. Oil doesn't bigger. Break. What?
The earlier kelim were bigger.
That's right. Oh, it's mashma from here. Oh, we can make a deal with that. Dafka the zayin were kachaveil. That each one wasn't greater than the other. It means I couldn't support you. You couldn't support me. We can support ourselves. But if you put more in the kelim than it can support, then it breaks. Mashenk and the gimel, the kachav keser chokhma bina, they were godol ichad mechaveil. That's why Keser had no problem taking all 10 lights, because he was the greatest. Chochmah was a bit less great, but also great. Greater than Bina. Bina also was great. Greater than Das. But Das wasn't greater than any of them. So the Mamashi, big difference between the Gimel Rishonim and the Zayin Tachtonim. Okay? Let's go back to it. V'kasher yotzu kulam bedas, lo haya yochol hakeli shelo lisbol oisam. The Keli Das couldn't support all 7 oilers. Nishbar v'yorod lemata. The Keli broke, not the oil. The oil flew back up and went down where they go down to the world, which is going to be called Bria.
Which oil went back up? The oil of Das.
That's
all
right.
The other ones carried on.
They're going to carry on. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. That's correct. That's right. Good point. The commotion is by Bezat Hashem. Now, let's continue the story. I mean, we don't need this. I mean, we can figure out the story for ourselves, you know. They all went down to the Keli Chesed, right? All the oils which was with 6 lights, right? The same story happened with all the oilers that went into Chesed.
Yes, so that went back. So those oilers also went back.
So one oil went up, the Keli broke, Keli Chesed broke, one ore went up, which is was the ore of Chesed, and the rest continued going on. Okay. Now the Ganash asked an interesting question. I should say, interesting question. He said, "Why didn't Chesed take Musa from Das?" The other kasha. Das broke, right? All the oilers went into Das. It shattered. It couldn't support 7 oilers in one keter called Das. Broke, right? And then all the oilers, 6 oilers, continued downward to the next one called Chesed. Right? Chesed took all the oilers and crashed. In fact, the Ganash, Ramaz, in the Oy study Aleph, why didn't he take Musa from Das? Interesting question. Huh? How do you understand?
He took it, or he went Bal Korcho in him?
No.
Credit those.
He took it. He took the oil.
What should he have done?
What?
What should he have done?
He should have said, I just want the oil chesed.
It's all one, all the oils. Not yet.
What?
Mechulek.
What? Yeah, the verbunden. Yeah, but mashma from the catcher that he had a choice, right? I only want chesed. Give me only the light chesed. I only want chesed. I don't want the ganze melucha. You know, somebody, these are melochim here. Zayin melochim. What? No, it's interesting because Kilo, this had he had a breira here. Kilo, the kasha was that he had a choice between toiv and ra.
It's a type of kasha. If he's got a good heret, then it's funny. If not, we can give. Right.
No, but stam the kasha b'fnei atzmo. Vayisochet in the kasha. We look at these as stam kelim, a keli. Keli, don't take too much water. You know, what's the kasha? Why didn't Chesed? Why did Chesed take too much oil? Like you said, it's an automatic mechanism that the oil is tumbunin. It's coming in. If you like it or not, you're going to get it. You're going to blow up. Nishtazoy. What's nishtazoy? When the Arizal tells you that the zayim malachim of Edom. That they had bechira and they were molochim, pshutamoshes, boss of Adam, and they had das to understand how much power they needed and how much power they couldn't take. These spheres as well, vaisachos, is hainahach, the inyanim are hainahach. It's something that's hard to fathom. We're not dealing with just inanimate objects over here. We're dealing with something with a bechira, and that's why they're called molochim, because these molochim wanted to rule on all the spiritual worlds, right? They wanted to take all the oil, bidas. We can handle it. Give me all the sheva. I want all the power. I want to rule on everything. These are malachim. I was looking at the kasha. The kasha was this melech. Like his dad, he's a greedy melech. He wants to rule. It's like Ahasuerus. He wants to rule in the ganze Welt. Good, but a shtikle das chap from the bigger melech. It's not bigger kechaveil, but chap from the other melech. He also tried it and he died. He crashed. He can't do it. That's the kasha. Yeah, I forgot the teretz already. But the interesante zach was the kasha. See, these are not just see that we look at this spiritual world as this mechanical world as it's being built in Sadi Aleph, and now you can read it out. But it's not mechanical bechelal. They have all this spiritual bechila, if you can call it, zamin shprach. Maybe just this one over here. Let me see. Maybe it's sadi. I'm really kashiv. After pishavro, it's peta. Sorry. After pishavro, chesed mashi or ledas. Im koze malach bimkoimo. Shechoshev shpehi yose rochok yose medas. Since Das was higher up, and he said, I'm not so close to it, I'm a bit further off. I can, the more Megashim becomes, the less strong it is, right? That was the Cheshman of Chesed. I can take the light. He couldn't take it because he was too high. But I can take it. Kamash Malan, that he didn't take the Musa, and he crashed. But, the Hashkafeshavah is interesting, the way we have to look at really the spiritual world.
There's also less oil to take, so that's why he thought that he could do it with less.
Right.
Yeah, but he's lower.
He's lower and less, off. Yeah, you're right, he's adding in. Yeah, he's lower and he's taking less because Das took on how many lights? How many oilers? Took seven. Right? He took das and everything down.
Eight.
So he took das and everything down. That was eight. So when he crashed, his light das went up. There's only seven going down to chesed now.
Yeah, but presumably the chesed keli is shvacha because
no, that's the first time we just missed that. Kol echad ein godol mechaveiro. Each one, there's no one. When you get to the sign Malachim, no one is bigger than stronger than the other. So that there was shava v'shava. So fake dev the shava v'shava take musa. There it is. Since the chesed is a bit lower. That he thought, and he's adding in that anyways, decided there's less lights, but I copied into something.
Something. The Malchus, no, why can't Malchus?
Oh, he's gonna ask the kasha. He asked the kasha last week. He's gonna. I'll either ask this kasha later on. Okay, right now. Pirush, where did we get up to now? Yeah. Oh, the Achikach. Let's read that one again. The Achikach yotzu shisha oros achirim bekeli chesed, v'gam hu lo yochol lesovlam. Venishma v'yorod, yochel. He thought. They were thinking spheres, right? Yochel. The kavan is by ki sheva oiros hem, ella she netzach v'hod nechshovil echa. Because if you make the cheshbon, it really should be nine. But netzach v'hod tchei ki tchei palga gufo havo. Right. But since we consider that netzach v'hod is one sphere. Therefore, that's why they're only considered to be seven. Did I explain to you why we say this?
Yeah.
I explained to you last week. Right. Achikach yoldu chamisha oiros bekilia degvor. The yod gam ken imahem harishimu dechesed. Oh, so what happened? So the oil went to das, broke. Seven oilers went to chesed, it broke. Six oilers now go down to gvura. Into Gvura and six. So six are going out to Gvura. Now it's a sound that besides the six lights is also something called the Rishima. The Rishima. Where was it say
here?
Sorry, right, yeah. Achikar Yodu Chamisha, we're getting on with the Cheshbon here. Achikar Yodu Chamisha Oros Bekeli the Gvura.
Both the
Keli
and an Oy.
What?
Both the Keli,
one Keli
and one Oy.
Yeah. No, the Mitzis are two, but since they function in conjunction to one another, they're considered to be, in this Cheshbon anyways, they're considered to be one. One Keli, one Oy.
They work together.
We said because they all work in conjunction as opposed to Ches and Gvur, they work differently. They're separate from each other. So Africa yod chamisha oros bekeli degvor veyod gam kev imayim harishima dechesed. That means going down to gvor now is the five lights plus harishima. The shaila is why when das gave over the or over to chesed, das did not give harishima. Only chesed from then onward will give harishima. So the mafashim asks this question: the eshel, the shemen soson. Okay, I'll tell you the tale. So they kind of like this. There's a difference between, because in das you have something called the shorish of the dvorim. The shorish is always in das, and then from das onwards you have these pashtas of what's called the rishima. So in das you didn't have any rishima be'etzim because you have the shorish shavon that was mispashin. Only from chesed onwards then you have these pashtas of what's called the rishima. That's one tale. So another tale of the Shemin Sosin. What? You won't understand because it's a bit more advanced.
He's saying
what you're saying now. Yeah, I'm calling the Ishtar. Yeah. There's a machlek in Shemin Sosin here. Okay, let's go back to Pirush. Ki no dam, shekol chamisha sfiros mechesed ahod, okay? As each one, well, we saw this in Akudim already, that each one will give another one a Rishima. Ki lesibazu nikra yesod kol. Besach kol, when yesod, the way it works is, he's telling you a klal in general. When you look at the zayin tachtonim, that means chesed gvura netzach, chesed gvura tiferet, netzach hod yesod, And then Malchut Be'etzem Yesod is not part of the group. I think we mentioned this before. Really, it's only what's called five Chasodim. Five Chasodim. And that's the blood flow. It's called the Chasodim make things grow. It's called Mai Megadlim Itzilam. It makes things grow. This Be'etzem is only five. Yesod is not going to get one. Teretz says it gets all five. It's sort of it's the middle point, right? So everything funnels into Chesed, into Yesod, and then everything funnels into Malchus, and then we receive the Shefa. That's the way it works. So he has what's called, that he's called Kol. Kol, what's the gematria of Kol?
50.
It's 50, right? Connect the five Chesodim, each one has 10 inside, so that's 50. That's why it's called Kol. The Kol il Kulu Chamisha Sfiras. And this is one of the reasons why Yesod broke, because there was too much. Even though he's a klal and he is expected to get all these together, but there's just too much.
He's jumping the stages.
Yeah, it's not unusual. Not unusual. Yeah.
He's
going
back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He throws in things. That's the way that Arizal works.
But no, I'm saying, why do you have to say here that Yesod was nishba because of the Rishimus? Why can't you say that he's nishba for the same reason as the other ones? Because he was mekabel to the areas.
Yeah. So I told you. I just said that in passing. I answered this question by saying that the tafkid of Yesod is to gather up all the spheres, all these koichas. That's his job, right? He doesn't have any chasodim by himself. He takes all five chasodim.
Yeah.
And that's his job. His job is to take more than what he is. He doesn't even have a chasodim, but he takes five chasodim. That's his job. And Malchus also does his job of collecting all the shefa. And Pesach after Pikeni broke. Why? Because Tzuzam with all the oilers and all the Rishimas together, that did the Makel Patish. I think that's true.
The Rishim, the chasodim themselves.
Sorry?
What are the Rishima exactly?
Rishima is a separate light that the.
It's not the Chasodim themselves.
Yeah, he seems to be equating the Chasodim and the Spashtus of the Chasodim and the Rishima. What are you saying?
So the Rishima is when the Iris go back, and
that's
the
right.
Rishima left.
That's right.
So each time when they couldn't disciple, the Iris went back, and the Rishima stayed behind. That's and that accumulated to.
That's right. That's right. We saw that in Akudim, yes.
It's very similar to Tzimtzum, which we spoke about at the beginning. Take it out. That's good. Even though we didn't describe it as Shvira there, but Tzimtzum we called it that.
That's right. The Tzimtzum left what's called the Rishima. It's also called the Rishima. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's go now. Let's continue down. Number four, king number four. V'achikar yoldu arba harba oiles. The four lights that went down. V'shnei rishimim dechesu v'gvul bekeli tifer. Now we're into the fourth king, called Tiferes. V'nishba gam hu v'yored, and his keli went down, and his all of Tiferes went up. And it also broke and it went down. The keli went down and the oil went up. Now this is all your kashas here. Lo ba ela hu levado. Malchus, right? Every time the keli shatters, it all goes up and just brings down the leftovers. Now, Komtoroi is that Malchut will be receiving only its all. The im kol ze lo yochol akeli lesov lo v'nishba gamu v'yolim.
Is he not getting the rishimas
now? He doesn't get the rishimas now.
Why not?
He doesn't seem to get the rishimas.
Where did they go?
Well, that's a good question. Where did they go?
He said he's gone.
You sure? Yeah. This.
No, you say it has all the rishimos.
Nobody broke.
The oiris went up and it got its own rishimos.
Yeah, exactly. Where exactly did it go?
But it still has the other five rishimos.
Inside
where it broke?
It's broken. Yeah.
It's broken. Right. So it went up. The rishimos went up with the oiris up.
The keli is gone.
Yeah, the keli broke. Right. The rishimos and the oil went up. Well, we'll see exactly where they've gone later on. And so what do we have left?
Does that mean after each review, there's only one Rishima in that broken?
No, the Rishimas went down.
But as we said before, that once you have the Shavira,
the or if down, yeah, the Rishim goes and down.
And the Rishim, oh, it doesn't stay where it is now, because it's broken. So it kind of falls through the bottom of the broken clay into the next one.
Yeah. There's no real spoilers on this. This is the way it works. You know, the oil goes up and the Rishima goes down. Why? Could have been the opposite, but that's where it goes. But our company, it seems to be at this point, the Rishimas and the oil fly, and that what's happening now, only the, you have one oil called the oil Malchus going into one Keli, with the last Keli called Malchus Keli. And after Piketi, Imko, the Lo Yochel, Keli, the Sovlo, the Nishva Gam Hu V'Yorit. That Tamad, when I was finally going to answer your question, who? Mashik Asav Nolez Ba'akudim Kasha Chozwa Ola Shni. This is what you were referring to, Chaim. The light is coming back. Second, then it comes Bekeli Shalehem. No, Nichnasu Mamish Bekelehem. Rag Bekeli Nichnas O Chochma. Sorry, Rag Bekeser Nichnas Oa Chochma, or Bekeli the Yesod Nichna Oa Malchus, then Nisha Keli the Malchus Reikon Ashelisibazo, Nikas the Malchus of Spaklaria, the Lonahara. Things like this, right? In Akudim, what happened, like you mentioning, that in Akudim there was one big oil coming up from the Pidak. The oil dak went back into this ringing a bell. The oil dak went back into the Pidak. Then he spashed the sheni. Happened is that the oilers were coming back, except the oil kesser was left back inside the Pidak. That means the first one came out was Chochmah, and you already had the kelim here, right? The oil dak represents the oil, and the oil, which is av, stayed outside and formed what's called the kelim. So the kelim. Keser, Chochma, Bina, Dat, until Malchus. The first oil that comes out should have been Keser, but it stayed inside the Perdai. So what happens is that Chochma went into the Keli Keser. Bina went into Chochma. If you make the Cheshbon, Malchus will not now get an oil, be left empty. Right? There's no oil, because there's one less oil stayed inside, and there's still 10 Keli Mir. So that means one Keli is going to lose out. And that is the Keli of Malchus. Venisha Keli Malchus Reikon. It was empty. Asher Lesivazu Nika Malchus Aspaklaria the Lonahara. That's why it's called. It has no light of itself. Nika Ania Vidala Telesla Megal Meklum. Keor Shenichnas Achakach Bekeli Shela Malchus Eina Shela. Ah, but eventually it did get it all. But that was all of. That was the all of Yesod. That was all of Yesod. Rag or Chodesh Mizivug Abba V'ima. Okay, this is something we haven't seen. Something from a Zivug of Abba V'ima can Niske Etzleinu. V'ziv Inyan Masha Amalna Spaklaira Delo Nahara Deleis Ligami Klub. Rag or Shelahu Mokom Acher V'zoche Inyan Zu. V'hine. Kivan Shekol Elo Akelim Shalene Kudim Nasu. Someone said, so he answered the question, right? So since Mitchila, in the beginning of the formation of the all of, since the formation of the Keli of Malchus, already Akudim, it was a Shvache Keli, that's why he can't even take his own all. Because it wasn't properly formed. Because he didn't get the second Shlab of the Spasha Sheni to have an all in order to finalize the Keli.
Why didn't these oyers, like Kesa went to the Chochmah, why didn't the Chochmah break early on in Akudim?
Why didn't Chochmah break? Well, you tell me the answer to that. Where the Chochmah, the old Chochmah went in to the Keli of Kesa.
Yes, the Kesa is strong.
The other way around.
Yeah. Okay. So it's stronger Keli than the old.
So that's in one oil.
No, he thought it was the opposite. It was his like, Kesa going to the Keli of Chochmah, then you would have a Kesha, yeah. V'hine, let's finish off the parak. V'hine, kivan shekol elo akelim shel nukudim nasu b'istaklus ha'ayim v'akudim k'niska le'el. We saw that as that when the oil came out of the anayim the ag, they turned around in the mistakil on the oil achav, and they became kelim. Lachen kivan shesham hayu chaser oil malchus min akeli shela. Since the oil malchus wasn't there, gam ze akeli shel malchus in nukudim haya chaser. V'lo yocho lekaba o'or shela v'nishba. Okay, so
that.
Yeah.
That's right, because otherwise...
Yeah.
There's a completely different reason why it's Nishba than the other ones. The other ones are Nishba because they couldn't be Sovel, or this one's because it gets its koyach from the marks of Akudim, and that didn't have an oath, so this one also doesn't have an oath.
That's right. It didn't get the mark of Patish. It didn't get the mark of the Patish that it needed in order to formulate its kiri properly, so even it's all same more kachik. Yeah.
I don't understand. What's the teretz? What's the teretz between this malchus of the Enayim and the malchus of the Akudim in the Pesach, which comes out of the teretz? Two different malchus. What we think about the malchus over there didn't get any oil, and therefore now the malchus of the Enayim has to break because it gets the teretz.
So it means it doesn't have the koyach to get the oil.
But
the Malchus of Akum didn't have the koyach to be mekabel oil because it wasn't given that koyach. So when we're making the Malchus of Nekudim oil, yeah, so therefore it also hasn't inherited that koyach to hold an oil inside of it.
All the malchus and every oilam, all the oilam, are all affected by it.
You understand what's happening? Yeah. The oil of Akudim and the kelim of Akudim are all hanging here.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all hanging here.
Yeah.
Now they have all nine coming out and going in front of them.
Yeah.
Zula Umazu, right? So you have 10 Asora spheres of Akudim here.
Yeah.
And then you have Asora spheres of Nikudim here.
Yeah.
And these are now going to be drawing Koichas to formulate their Kelim. Since the Keli of Malchus, the Akudim, is a Shvacha Keli, because it didn't, remember, the Kesa stayed inside and it didn't get it all. Therefore, when the Keli of Nikudim is being Shoev, the Keli of the Malchus, the Akudim, is getting Shvacha Mises. Right? That's the connection between them. Therefore, even the Akudim, it's Keilu, the Malchus, the Akudim, the Shosh of Malchus, the Akudim, is Keilu, that is the Malchus, the Akudim. And since the Akudim was Shvach, so Kosher came, right? The Nikudim, the Malchus, the Akudim, Nikudim will be Shvach. You understand that? You look at me if you don't understand.
I don't understand.
You don't understand.
Is that the same thing as Habosha? Is that like the...
Habosha.
Are these spheres in Nikudim Malbish, the spheres in Akudim? Or is it
just, they're not Malbish, no.
It just happens to be one next to each other, and they're both connected.
As they're coming, they're going to come down all the way down to the Tibble. Right now, they're by the head of Ak.
Yeah.
And then they stay here, the Akudim, and they drift down back all the way down to the.
So the two Malchus are not opposite each other.
They were. They turned around and they were in Stakil.
Oh.
And they got koiches from
why
them.
Why they were going down?
Yeah, they stopped here, and there was something called Istaklus, whatever Istaklus means. It's called Sheiva, they call it. You Shoev.
So they got created.
They the Kalim Shabbat got created, and then they drifted down, and then Nikudim came out and then finally drifted into one and the other Kelim.
So each Kelim got created from the structure of his corresponding Kelim.
That's right. That's the
Shaykh. Okay, the Kasha is even stronger than Mamas Malchus got nothing.
Which one?
That, since the Malchus
got nothing. Episodes.
It's only from a Kelim, it's not from oil.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
I got something. That's a Shiva there. Whatever exactly.
Yeah, because the
nitty gritties we don't get from there. The general. You're asking more in detail, exactly. Yeah. Okay, Gavaltik. So we got next parak. Are you ready? Everybody, what's up time?
A few more minutes.
Yeah, right. Parak Vav. Nivay ata inan shnei achuraim shel abba ve'ima. Shegam hem noflu v'nishbu keniske le'el. Now, what happened again? Let's go again. Nachmo, we're going to start the whole story. Yeah? Start from the beginning again. Nachmo. So again, there was Kelim, Esolik, Kelim that came out from the Naidak. Okay? And the Meister Sheiva, and then they went down to the Tibor Ulamata. So you can just imagine from Ak, his waist downwards, you can see these Kelim have taken form. Keter, Chochma, Bina, all these things, right? Now, the oil comes out and goes into the keli of Keser and goes into Chochmah and goes into Bina. What did we say? They didn't break. Well, that wasn't true at all. Now he's telling us they did break. How much they broke? Their backsides broke. Now, again, we're not Megeshim. There's no backs or fronts to these things. All Masholim, but rather, as I said yesterday, in the Purim Sheh, it's only a moshul to understand that it's a weaker side of the Kehilah. It's an inferior part of the of the keli, right? And shracha, it's an intermediary stage to a greater stage called panim b'panim. So the achoraim of the keli was taken nishba, okay, but the panim wasn't. Mashenk and the zayim malachim after that, panim and achoraim, they completely shattered. That was enough kamiyah. Now we're going to go into a little bit of detail. What does it mean, the achoraim, which is very important? What builds up the achoraim? And what creates the parts of Betzim? So it's interesting.
Are the achoraim generally always lower than all of the sefiris of the ponim? Is that the highest part of the achoraim is below the...
No. The achoraim, we besore erze eloka, that my back is not lower than my front. Right? So, bezeh dimyon, we can understand epsazoi, right? So we know that other mechava were ach ba'ach. Right? It doesn't mean they were one below the other. They were side by side. I do patufim, or one was the zonov of Adam Rishon, but it wasn't below. V'tchila tzavli shenivayer hakdome inyan ponim b'ponim ube'ach ve'ach, like we just spoke about now. V'inyan hu b'mashis v'ale kaman. Ki mokom ha'klipos v'achitzonim hem achore nukva deza. Vishamhem nidbokim v'omnam gam achoraim deducha za yesh katsas achiza. Right, alright, he's throwing a new concept called the klipas. Alright, we heard a little bit about the klipas a little bit. That's like this. It's mamish what I told you last night. It's mamish this inyan over here. I get the tafkid of everything we want, the patsufim to go ponim b'ponim. And we want them to go ponim b'ponim because we want shefa for ourselves. Okay? But in order for them to go ponim b'ponim, they have to first be obviously in a stage of ach ba'ach. They always come out of stage ach ba'ach. That's where it starts. An intermediary stage, and then they build up to the ponim b'ponim. Now, why taket don't they go ponim b'ponim? Why don't they come out ponim b'ponim? Teretz is something called the klipas. The chitzoinim, the evil side, whatever you want to call it.
They call them dinim?
Not really. They, like I told you, remember the picture I showed you yesterday? How did I do it? Like this, right? Right? On top is the Mokor Shefa. To the right is the side of Kedusha. And to the left is the side of Tuma, Klipa. Okay? So either the Kedusha is going to flow down to the Kedusha side, or it's going to flow down to the Klipa side. But it's all, each side is surviving by the fact that they're being yearning from the Kedusha. Same thing over here. When you have, the rules like this, the Klipas, like we said, the nourishment, the survival is totally on the unique of Kedusha. Now, the way they're yearning is from the Achoraim of the Partzufim. Of a pchat, the lower patsufim, zavenok. Okay, abba ve'ima they're scared of, so they don't bechla go up there. So zavenok, they're yearning from this mokum, but we're only from the achoraim. From the ponim, they can't get from the ponim. It's too much shefa for them. It's too. Okay. But what they can do is get from the achoraim of the patsufim. So
when we talk about these two opposing things being yearning, one of them says the klipas. What exactly is the other side? Is it us?
All the patsufim,
Jewish people. Right. But not different patsufim.
The patsufim, it goes, we don't directly get any shefa. It's always vibrant.
Which would be the patsufim next island?
No. All the patsufim. All the patsufim, right? The shefa comes down. Let's get into it. One second.
Just trying to say what shefa you're talking about. You're talking about in Atzilus. You're talking about.
Yeah, in Atzilus. Yeah.
So you're talking about the klippers.
The klippers are in Bia. They're not Atzilus. It's not Klippers in Bia.
The bottom of Atzilus.
No. Yeah.
The nook and maybe some of the Zav Atzilus.
Yeah. The shefa coming down into Bia, right? Yeah. Okay. So ach ba'ach. That's where the chitzonis are yearning from, not from the ponim. Not like this. So they come out ach ba'ach. Why they come out from ach ba'ach? Mamish for this reason. They're covering their backs. You know this expression? You have to cover your back. The pasuk will go back to back in order that when the chitzonim try to chop the shefa, they can't because it's hidden between his back and her back. That's why they come out ach ba'ach. Okay? Now, eventually won't want them to go ponim b'ponim. Right? And then the chitzonim are going to come and chop the backs. Then it says at that time it's too late already. It's too late to get it. Because when we start doing our Torah and our voida, Machin Toivim, all these things, that is called Kitzitz Koitzim Minakerem. We scare them off. We're like farmers. We see that Rizal considers us as farmers, and we go into the field and we koitzim the kerem. We cut out all the koitzim from the kerem in order to allow the kerem to grow. So as soon as we come into play, then the patsuf are not afraid to go upon him.
Is that what's about in the kavanas?
All kavanas, yeah.
Instead of the clippers, that's one of the three things we do with it.
No, actually, obviously. Okay, so that's the system. You understand? Again, it's very simple. The patsuvim come ach ba'ach and they go ponim b'ponim. I should explain the longest. Why is that? They went ach ba'ach because the chitzoni, and then once we do the avoid that, we scare away the chitzoni. Therefore, they can go ponim b'ponim. Once they go ponim b'ponim, the mezabig, we get our shefa. That's all the kavon is all about. Over and over again, it's all the same system. Now, I said it should be that again. Now, v'tchil tzorg levarak doma ach inyon beponim beponim v'ach v'ach. V'ininu b'mashin izbar lekaman ki mokum haklipas v'chitzonim hem achore nukva dezak. Because that's what really they can soak up is the lowest part of the back part of the nukva, which is the lowest part of. V'sham hem nidbakim, and taka, that's where the nidbak. Again, because that is their shefa, that's the only way they can survive. There's a little bit of a chiza also by itself. Now, beginning. Terim bor elukim adam ba'ala aretz. Before Adam Rishon was created, hayakoach b'chitzonis liyanik shefa me'akadusha. They had mamish, a free hand, to be yoinik from the kadusha. So, ve'odam ayim la'ovod et adama. Right? How do you do a kitzus merakerem? Kitzus kotzi merakerem? By doing Torah mitzvahs. That's when Adam wasn't. But when Adam wasn't there, then the Eibishter was doing it for us.
What are we doing? What's the kitzus? We're cutting. We're attacking directly the ketanim.
Yeah, I mean, indirectly, we're doing, we're learning now. And as we're learning now, this is creating a hashpah, which is frightening away the schitzonim, and they go away. And therefore, the patsufim are now allowed to go ponim b'ponim when we get shefa this way.
Is it saying that they actually were yearning from the kedusha, or they could have been?
No, they were. Of course, they're always joining, because that, if not, then it's both a mavuta, all the chitzonim, and we won't have any breira. I mean, they give us breira. Without them, everything is kedusha, and there's nothing to choose from. There's only kedusha and kedusha. But now the fact that they're allowed to have ipsa and a chize in the paltzufim, that gives us a toivara situation.
Does that mean that the ra was very, very strong then?
No, again, it was all
from a very, very powerful place.
Yeah, okay, but it's all Zulu. It's all.
That explains why the Nisan of Adam Rishon was much harder. Because the Sadar Ra was.
I don't think so. I think the Kudus Bechir was the same. He was a greater man.
Yeah. I'm saying the Sadar Ra was much more than we can understand.
We
don't have that now.
Yeah. Avlakasha Nitzlu Zun, but once Zun was created, Asher Adayim Loya Nivra Ba'olam Adam Rishon Atachta, Zun was created, the part of Zun was finally created. Adam Rishon still wasn't there. Lechein Yotzu Zun Ach Be'ach. This is what I was telling you. Since there was a Pachad, the Zun, the Ze'ampin, and see, again, they had consciousness, as if, you know, they knew something is dangerous here. So they came out very carefully, ach ba'ach, in order to hide their backs, in order that the chitzonim should be yonik for them. Meaning, pacha the chitzonim, shelo yinaku, שאם היו עומדי פונים ופונים היו לקליפס מוקום להתאחז במוקום החיזוסם שהם האחוריים, ינא נקשום משום כי מין הפונים אינו יכול ליענה, because פונים it's too strong of a chef in order for the חיצונת to stop for them, ולכך הוצחו ליועץ מדבקים אך באך כדי שלא יוכלו החיצונים להיכנס שם ליענה. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. So that is the story, and Hashem, next time we'll meet, we'll continue.
Rashi says that I'll tell you that the Nochash saw Odom and Chava were born with Mazavah with each other. It's kind of how it seems there was that
Mazavah. Right, because there's often the Nasir already.
What's that? Whether it was Ponim or Ponim, I don't know.
Yeah, it was Ponim, yeah. That's the Chava separate.
Very good, okay, Shkai.